You can't put a mask on to protect us from racism. We can't distance far enough to protect us from racism. Our children still don't get an adequate education so that they can leave independent lives. None of the mask in the world, the distancing, has made a difference for them. We still, every organization represented back here, are dealing with the misery our community is going through now, getting food to people, getting diapers to people, making sure that people, I even had one family where the mama and child was sleeping on the floor. Think about that. In the year 2020, a mother and child have to sleep on the floor. And no, they're not hippies. They're not doing that out of some kind of cultural revolution. Don't have enough food. That's what we grapple with every day. So racism for us, that's the original pandemic in this country. And it cannot be escaped with some Tylenol. What do you call it? What you call the spray? Purell doesn't get rid of it. The other spray that they got us, I don't want to use that expression, but it is so bad. A partner of mine said that when he urinates, he cleans the toilet out because of all the chemicals he's got in the system trying to keep from catching this. And let me just say this. In watching the news, it appears as if most of the folks who are tearing up downtown and other parts of the city are younger white people. That's what it appears. I'm not sure of the motivation. I never want to guess at what somebody intends to do or why they do it. But I can say this. If somehow you think that doing that is a way to express your rage at what may have happened to you or your friends, it's ineffective. If somehow you think that tearing up is going to help black people, you are sadly mistaken. Please don't think that you are doing us any favors by tearing stuff up. We have been the victims of that ever since 1619 when that slave ship arrived. We've had our communities, mobs tear our communities up before. We've had our schools burned down. We've had our churches blown up. So when you think that somehow going out and destroying property and stealing, that's what it is, ain't looting, it's stealing, that you are helping us, you are sadly mistaken. So whatever you do, I know us and all the other speeches that are given here today will not change the minds of most people doing it. But I caution you, please look at history. In several of these instances, the people who jumped to the front of the line, you find out later on that they were paid to do that. I'm not making this up. They were paid to do that. We used to have the same thing here in Portland when the Black United Front would have a demonstration. There's a group of so-called white radicals who wanted to run to the front of the line with their little hammers and sickles and banners. We took them down. I mean, you know, ushered them off to the side. Politely ushered them to the side. So please get that part right. So for those of you who think that somehow those who run to the front of the line and talk about breaking this and breaking that, that they're doing that to help black people? Not at all. So I just want to end by saying we've been through this before. As a community, we've seen this pandemic before. We've gotten through it by holding hands and working hard together and believing in a better day. And we fight every morning along with you to see that better day. Thank you.